God is for us. Now let's ponder those words for a minute. There aren't many more precious words in all the world than God is for me. Or to put it negatively and throw it into stark relief, the most horrible words I think I could ever hear is, God is against you. If omnipotent wrath is against me, annihilation would be the sweetest experience in the world. If the wrath of God is against me, oh, sweet Jesus, annihilate me as my salvation. Nobody's annihilated. Live forever, folks, either in hell or in heaven. When the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, according to Revelation chapter 6, annihilation would be the best news in all the world. Annihilation is gospel, not judgment. If God This text says the unspeakable good news. He's for you, but not against you. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation means I am always, every second of the day, for you and never. That is almost too good to be true. Almost too good to believe. Never against us. None of our sicknesses is a penalty from a God who's against us. None of our broken cars or failed appliances is a punishment from God. None of our marital strife is a sign of his wrath. None of our lost jobs is a penalty for our sin. None of our wayward children is a crack of the whip of God's retribution. I wonder if you believe that. He is for you, always, in all circumstances, without any exceptions, if you are in Christ. Not sometimes against you and sometimes for you. Always for you. And so he asks, if that's true, who can be against us? Who is against us? Now, what is his answer to that question? What answer do you think he expects to the question, if God is for you, who is against you? And he expects the answer, nobody. To which we say, really? You've got to be kidding. I mean, wake up, God. What do you mean? Nobody is against me. Verse 35 says, tribulation, distress, persecution. What's that mean except they're against me? Sword, what's that mean except I get run through by people who are against me? What do you mean? We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. We are killed all day long. What are you saying? He's saying this. No one can successfully be against you. Oh, the devil and sinful man can steal your car and break it down. The The devil in man can make you sick. The devil in man can sow seeds of strife in your marriage. The devil in man can take away your job. And the devil in man can rob you of your child. But verse 28 said, all things work together for you. God is committed to making all of that work for your good, which means those who have designs against you, in and through them, end up working for you. You meant it for evil. God meant it for good.